بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Surah Anbiya, which is the 21st Surah of the Noble Quran. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that there are four surah, Al-Kaf, Maryam, Ta' and Anbiya, that are amongst the early revelation, which he would say that I value it a lot and I keep them close to my heart. How does the surah start off? The surah starts off with powerful words. اقترب للناس حسابهم. People's reckoning, the day of Qiyamah, has drawn near. وهم في غفلة معرضون. Yet failing to take heed, they turn away from Iman in negligence. اقترب للناس حسابهم. What does it mean? It means that the time is near when people will have to give account of their deeds. And the reference is to the day of Qiyamah. Its approach is in relation to the bygone times. As the Ummah of Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last, and if the meaning of Hisab is taken in its general sense, then reckoning in the grave is also included, which each individual faces immediately after death. And it's for this reason that an individual's death is regarded as his own qiyamah. مَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. For a person who has died, his day of reckoning has arrived. So that is one sense. Then also, the individual's reckoning for everyone is not very far if we enter into the grave. And if it is with qiyamah, then too, you know, the duration of this world is a very short one. The coming of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was already amongst the major signs of Qiyamah. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمْعُوا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. They listen in jest, playfully, to any new advice that comes to them from their Rabb. They mockingly pretend to be listening very attentively. So no new message came from Allah, but the kuffar, they listen to it in a state of playing, their hearts paying no heed to it. So this verse states that those who disregard the punishment in the grave in the year after and do not prepare themselves with good deeds, then this is their condition. They make light of the Quran. They make light of the deen. You know, and many of us at times, na'udhu billah, we make light of aspects of deen, whatever it is. We don't take it seriously. What is the condition of these people? La hiyatan qulubuhum. While their hearts are heedless, they have no intention of taking heed. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Wa asarru najwa. La hiyatan qulubuhum. They have no intention of taking heed. Wa asarru najwa. The oppressors, the kuffar, they secretly convene. They start talking amongst each other. Wa asarru najwa alladhina zalamu. And what would they say? They would say about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. He is but an ordinary human like yourselves. He's not a prophet, but a man who has learnt magic. Therefore, the effect of the Quran has on people is not because it's from Allah, but because it is magic. It's because of his common practices. That is what they said. أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ. Will you come to listen to magic while you see with your own eyes? Will you believe in it knowing that it's magic? And this is what they said, that these people discussing amongst themselves secretly, they claimed that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, you know, a magician and that all that he had to offer was magic. And on the other hand, not even the most rigid amongst the unbelievers could deny the supreme charm and the eloquence of the Book of Allah and its power to influence people when it was recited. And therefore, in order to turn people away from the noble Quran, they said it's magic. They said it's black art. And they thought that that could keep people away from Islam by labeling the Quran and by dissuading people. And that is the case now again. You know, the issue of negative labeling, it is a common issue. No matter how much the West, no matter how much the enemies of the deen try to negative label our deen, call it fundamentalist, call it fundamentalism, call it, you know, being outdated, whatever it is, however they try to negative label our deen, and this has always continued throughout the ages, yet the deen remains or reigns supreme. And that is the matter of haq, that haq will always remain supreme. قَالَ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Nabi Salasim said to these mushrikeen, Rabbi, my Rabb, يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ, he knows the speech in the heavens and the earth. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, and he is all-hearing and all-knowing. He therefore knows what you discuss in secret, and he will punish you for that. You need to keep that in mind and understand. However, بَلْ قَالُوا أَذْغَاثُ أَحْلَامُ, failing to take heed, they even went on to say that أَذْغَاثُ أَحْلَامُ, these verses of the Quran are the result of confused, absurd dreams. This is what they said. That all that Muhammad is, experiencing and saying is dreams. And dreams having an element of personal and satanic thoughts. That is adghath ahlam. That is why adghath ahlam has been translated as hotchpotch dreams. What it means is that in the first place, the unbelievers called the Quran magic. And then they described it as a collection of disturbing thoughts and dreams. And they said that it was forgery, it was fabrication against Allah to call it His word. And finally, they said that Muhammad was a poet and that the Quran represented his poetry composition. Baliftarahu, they say he fabricated it. He forged it and attributed it to Allah. Bal, no. Huwa sha'ir, in fact. No. He's a poet. That is it. He's a poet. That is what they said. Subhanallah, whose words have appeal but lack truth. So that is poetry, that whose words have appeal in it, but it lacks truth. If he wishes to prove to us that he's a Rasul, then فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ, he should bring to us a sign, an ayah, a miracle. كَمَا أُرْسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, like the ones sent with the Anbiya of the previous people. So this is the challenge now to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that if he wants to claim that he has certain, that he is on the truth, then he needs to bring us a specific miracle that needs to be shown that he is a real prophet. And in response to this demand, Allah Rabbul Izzah says in this verse that the same demand was presented by the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and when the request was met, it was to no avail. They did not submit to Allah even after witnessing the miracle of their choice. They chose a miracle. They said, bring a female camel from this mountain. It was a miracle of their choice. And Allah decreed that the people would not submit to Him even after they seen the miracle of their choice. Then His wrath would come upon them. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, مَا آمَنَتْ قَبْلَهُ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. None of the towns that we destroyed before them had iman. Despite seeing the miracle, they asked for it, we gave it to them. Then too, they then did not accept it. So, أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ, will these people now have iman when they see some miracles? Just as previous nations were destroyed when they refused to believe in the miracles they requested, all the mushrikeen stand to suffer the same fate if they do not submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ, and we had not sent them, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, mere bodies who do not eat. Allah says, before you, O Nabi of Allah, we have sent as Anbiya only men, not angels, to whom we sent revelation. نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ, we sent a revelation to them. So this is a common practice. It has been the case throughout the ages that Allah has sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam as human beings, not as angels. And then an important principle that we are told in this verse of the Noble Quran, that فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that if you do not possess any knowledge, then you need to ask those who have knowledge. Ask those who have knowledge. That in this verse, the scholars of the Injil and the Torah, referred to as Ahlul Dhikr, the people of the message, who had accepted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prophethood. And therefore, what it actually means is that if you are not aware whether the prophet of the past were angels or ordinary men, then you should find out from the scholars of the Injil and the Torah, as they know perfectly well that all prophets were human beings. It's quite impossible that, you know, that in this verse, it is those people who had accepted Iman from the Jews and the Christians. Those who had accepted Iman from the Jews and the Christians, and clear that the ignorant person who are not acquainted with the rules of the Sharia, we learn from this verse that they need to ask the knowledge of our deen from those accordingly. And this is an important point, you know, because in this era, everybody wants to have an opinion. Everybody wants to hypothesize. Everybody wants to, you know, present what is their thoughts on a matter. And here we have been told that an important in Quranic injunction is فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ, that ask the people of knowledge in kuntum la ta'lamun, if you do not know. And that is something that we need to keep bind ourselves by, that when we do not have any knowledge, when we are, you know, when something is beyond what our knowledge is, then we need to ask the people of knowledge. And in this particular context, it firstly referred to the people of the ulama of the Torah and the Injil, because they're the ones who knew about the fact that the Anbiya were humans. And then in the broader sense, any scholar of deen, genuine scholar of deen, who is, you know, graduated from reputable organizations or institutes, to ask them and follow them, that is important if you'd like to remain on the path of guidance. May Allah keep us on guidance.